You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Got a programming note here for you. Wednesday, Dodgers Padres start two-game series, first MLB regular season games in Seoul, South Korea. Our coverage of MLB's season opener begins 5:30 a.m. Eastern on ESPN and the app. Get up! It's presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. I'm Brian Custer. I'm in for Greeny. We're going to get to the brackets in just a second. We got Jay Will. We got the coach Seth here to talk about that. We got Groz. We got D Wood. Talk some NFL free agency. The Hawk, Andrew Hawkins with us as well. So let's dive right into NFL and free agency superlatives. D Wood, what has been your favorite move of free agency thus far?
I love Saquon to the Philadelphia Eagles. We saw that Saquon was the New York Football Giants on offense. And I think his unique skill set going into this Philadelphia Eagles offense, I think it's just going to be a freeing situation for Saquon, being able to play with Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, that offensive line. Man, the best days are ahead for Saquon.
Groz, what has been the most questionable move?
I think it's Saquon Barkley. Because of the price. I mean, like, there's nothing in the market telling you have to pay $13 million a year for a running back. I understand there were other teams in on it, but just because other teams are offering too much doesn't mean you have to offer more. I think we've seen that there's demonstrated ways to get running back production for less. And Saquon Barkley is a guy that has had trouble staying on the field. I think it's – I was surprised the Eagles went that way.
You know, there's always got to be a contrarian somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying
– right here. Yeah.
That is what he is. Yeah. Exactly. All right, Groz, we'll stay with another superlative. What's been the biggest surprise thus far?
How many running backs got paid? Look, it's like everybody found all this extra salary cap money a week and a half before free agency because the cap came in at 255 instead of 242, and then they just decided to blow it all on running backs. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand why the run on that. Good for these guys for cashing in a little bit. Obviously, Josh Jacobs, got Tony Pollard, DeAndre Swift. We saw a lot of these guys fly off the board on the first day in what I think a lot of people thought was going to be a slower market than that for backs.
By the way, Cowboys to get a running back? We need one badly.
I'm happy for these running backs.
That's the whole point.
Hawk, give me the most underrated move out of everything.
Most underrated move is Marquise Hollywood Brown to the Kansas City Chiefs. We talked about the need for the Chiefs to get a wide receiver. Last year, they still won the Super Bowl with some of the worst receiver play we've seen in a long time. Rashee Rice came on strong. He's on a rookie deal. He's going to get a lot more attention this season. Now you bring in Brown, who has the skill set is tailor-made for what the Kansas City Chiefs need, a deep threat to supplement Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce, and has all the time in the world for Mahomes. It's wild.
You know, of course, this is the big story over the weekend, Justin Fields getting the trade. And once it went down, you know, Mike Tomlin, he also assured Russell Wilson that he will remain the starting QB. Wilson had a rebound season, but his QBR only 4 points higher than Fields. Fields missed four games, you might remember, last year because of that injury. He was 4-3 in his final seven starts. So based off of that, Woody, do you think the Steelers made the right move in going to get Justin Fields?
Absolutely. Like, it's low risk. There's not much of risk for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Groz talked about it last hour, the fact that the Pittsburgh Steelers aren't committed to Justin Fields, either quarterback, past 2024. So for them, this is all upside. And obviously, this is a marketed improvement in the quarterback room. Both of these guys, you know, Russell Wilson. If Russell Wilson put up the same numbers that he had with the Pittsburgh Steelers would have been, you know, much, they would have been better than 10-7. I can tell you that right now. And then obviously when you talk about Justin Fields and the dynamics that he brings and the competition that he's going to bring to Russell Wilson to see who can, if those guys can elevate their play, I think it's a win-win for Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hawk, what do you think?
I completely agree. If Justin Fields was thrown into this draft pool, he would be the third or fourth quarterback taken. Right now, contract notwithstanding, just off ability, and that's without the fact that he has actual NFL experience. So this is a great move. It gave him an insurance policy on Russell Wilson and what he's going to bring to the table, and now they have what they want in their quarterback room, which is competition. No matter what they say about who is the starter, they could tell Russell Wilson he's going to be the president of the United States, and that does not change the fact that they're going to compete for who gets to be the guy at the helm.
Yeah, that, it's really interesting. Talk to me about why they hurry up and made that deal for Justin Fields.
Well, I mean, they traded Kenny Pickett to the Eagles on Friday, so that opened up a spot. And, you know, the Steelers like Fields. Mike Tomlin liked him coming out in the draft. And I think they see him as somebody who can do, you know, a lot of what they're going to want to do. Arthur Smith, right, a lot of play action, deep shots. Like, that's Justin Fields. It's Russell Wilson, too. Yep. It fits. And we've seen him make sort of spectacular plays, and the upside is obviously there. So at the price, which is a six-round pick that can convert to a fourth-rounder if he plays more than half of their offensive snaps, it made a ton of sense for them to make this move once Pickett was out of there.
You know, it's interesting, and words mean something, Hawk. I know they said, Russell, you're the starter. Will we see competition or controversy at the quarterback spot with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think you're going to see competition. I know that Russell Wilson is hungry. At least he says that he's hungry, and I believe it, and I think he played solid last year. What we know about Mike Tomlin is he's a motivator. He is a guy that cares about heart. He's a guy that cares about how you do your work and what your mentality is. And here's the part we're not talking about with Justin Fields. We watched him go through one of the toughest situations that a young quarterback can go through as a rookie, second-year, third-year player in a place where there was no stability, there wasn't a lot of help, there was controversy around was he the guy, was he not, and he rose to the occasion at every step. That means something in this league, and it means something to Mike Tomlin. So him coming in and competing, that is a foregone conclusion. It's a matter of what Russell Wilson will do and how he will handle what that competition feels like.
Was it a mistake then with Pittsburgh coming out and just saying Russell's going to be our starter based off of what Hawk just told me? You got a guy who can come in here, young guy, has all the athletic ability in the world and talent. Was it a mistake for them just going ahead and anointing Russell Wilson as a starter?
No, because you're managing the situation. That's what Mike Tomlin did right there by saying, okay, Russell Wilson is going to be that guy. The competition is going to be settled on the field, not by, you know, statements made, you know, at this time of the year. So I always said you can't fool the players. Once those guys get out there on the field, we will truly know who's really going to be the better fit and the true starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, and look, Fields, you're going to look at Fields and say he's traded for a six-round pick. The team that drafted him is giving up on him. It's important to remember, you say he missed those four games due to injury last year. Mm-hmm. He came back pretty good.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he played better after that injury than he had before, showed signs of development. If the Bears didn't have the first pick in the draft as a result of last year's trade with Carolina, I don't know that they move on from Justin Fields. I think this is more about the ability to take someone like a Caleb Williams and build around him on his rookie contract than it is about giving up on Justin Fields, who I think showed a lot of signs. He missed four games due to injury. Russell Wilson missed two games due to being benched for Jared Stidham. I know. I also got to add,
you know, this as well. Just look at the reaction from the locker room in Chicago.
Yeah.
Justin Fields. To me, that speaks volumes about Justin Fields and what the guys in that locker room think about not only him on the field, but as well as how he's handled himself throughout this whole ordeal.
No question about it.
Hey, Hawk, we know that Mike Tomlin always wins, but now that you've got these two guys at quarterback position next season, will we see the Steelers contending? And I'm talking really contending next season.
We should. We absolutely should. I thought they were going to be contending even before they traded for Justin Fields. And I think even if Russell Wilson is your starter, this only makes them better, because the reality is, again, say what you want about how Russell Wilson played a season ago. If the Pittsburgh Steelers had that play at quarterback last year, they probably win two or three more games, which puts them in a completely different scenario down the stretch in the playoffs and in their locker room. So I do think they contend. It's a matter of which quarterback come week 17 is going to be the one pushing them into the playoffs.
All right, coming up, we're going to have a lot more on this discussion, because with this new Steeler quarterback room, is it possible that both Russ and Fields can play? We're going to go live to Pittsburgh for the answer to that. And of course, March Madness officially upon us. Which teams are on upset alert in the men's tournament? Which long shot should you be picking? We got Jay Will. We got the coach, Seth. They're here to answer all of your bracket questions along with Andrea. That's coming up next.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Welcome back to Get Up. We're coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17. I got the coach. I got Seth. I got Andrea with us as well.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon presented by Applebee's.
You know what time it is? It's tournament time. So let's get right into it. Andrea, give me a top two seed you consider most vulnerable.
Okay, listen, this one was really tough for me, I'm not going to lie, but it's North Carolina. It is not because I question the players that they have. RJ Davis is phenomenal. He is lights out. Armando Bacot with his footwork and his speed, the energy that this team plays with. It's that 8-9 game that I'm worried about. Michigan State and Mississippi State are legit teams. So it's the matchup that I think could make this North Carolina team vulnerable. At times they struggle to hit outside shots. We've seen that happen. We saw what happened at NC State. We were all there. But Michigan State and Mississippi State are legit. That 8-9 matchup that UNC could see makes me a little nervous. I'm just saying.
Seth?
I'm not sure about that one, Dre. I think that, like, I don't think the style of play actually impacts North Carolina. I think North Carolina can play against those big physical guys. It's those little guards like NC State that gave him a problem. But Dre's probably right. I can't argue with Dre. But I'll tell you one thing. I like Marquette. They're playing without Tyler Kolek, potentially. All right, without Tyler Kolek, this is a totally different Marquette basketball team. He's a shot creator. He can score it. He makes the game easier for absolutely everyone on the floor. He gets in the lane. He makes plays. He's got a great runner. He reads the defense in terms of ball screens and reads all five defenders. He also impacts the game on the defensive end. Right. That dude is different.
Who's your most vulnerable, number two?
I mean, Houston, we got a problem, man. Houston, we got a problem. For what? I've been a part of 3-1 seeds in my life. I don't think I've ever lost a game by close to 30. Oof. That's a really big thing. I don't want to minimize 30 in a championship game. You guys can talk to me all day about defense. I think Houston has a chance to get to the Final Four. I hear you. But these hiccups they have offensively, 30 points in a championship
game. You got them bopped in the second round.
I mean, I think Texas A&M can get them. I think Texas A&M has gotten Kentucky.
That's a bold statement.
They got Kentucky.
I like the style of play. I like the style of play.
Offensive rebound. Solid guy. I mean, it's a legit concern.
That will be a violent game, and the best shot will be the second shot.
Andrea, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, you know, with Texas A&M. They live off of missing shots and getting the rebound. So, I mean, if Houston makes them miss that initial shot, but they're blasting you on the boards and they're rolling with that depth that they have. We've seen Houston struggle a little bit on the side with depth. I might agree more with J. Will than I do Coach, I'm sorry, Coach. I hate to do that to you.
I still love you, Drake.
I'm not going to be the last.
Other people have made that mistake before.
Right. So, all right. So then give me.
And by the way, Houston scores the same way. They score. They're not good on their first shot. They're better on their second shot.
Both teams turnovers.
Same thing.
And
same style.
We've talked about the final four. Give me a dark horse. Give me a dark horse. Give me a long
I'm going to go with Oregon. Say what? Oregon. Well, first of all, Dana Altman has never lost a first-round game. Secondly, Fale Dante. That guy right there, he makes them just different. Now that he's healthy and he's playing, the last four games, only giving up 64 points a game, allowing people to shoot 41% and 27%. Before that, they allowed 72 points a game. You play through that big fella, he protects the rim, he's got a big body, experienced in terms of their front court, and then in the back court, Jackson Shellstead, he's absolutely grown as a leader, as a point guard, as a playmaker, as a play starter. Oregon's for real.
What do you think?
Double-digit seed to get to the Final Four? Zero. I have none.
None?
I have none.
No.
I have none.
No.
No, I'll give you a team.
Take a flyer.
I'll give you a team I'm a little bit hyped on. New
I'm
Mexico.
I'm not going to hold you accountable.
New Mexico and Rich Pitino and the way they play.
I like it.
Obviously, I like their style. I mean, talk about Jamal Mashburn Jr. Talk about House, you know, the son of Eddie House.
Yes, sir.
Scored 28 points against SDSU in the championship game. But I don't have any double-digit seed games in Final Four this year.
Andrea, what do you think?
Think big, Jay Will.
I am.
Jay Will, after dogging these double-digit seeds, then stole my double-digit seed. I'm high on New Mexico. I was high on New Mexico early in the season. I don't remember what show it was or where we were when I was talking about this team, but the way they play defense, the weapons they have on offense, House is a dog. His dad's going to be in the stands going crazy, which is my favorite part of the game.
That's my son. Don't read his lips, but yes.
Yeah. We'll censor some of that because he's going to be hype. I'm high on this New Mexico team, and I've already talked about UNC potentially being a little vulnerable, even though that's my team. I like UNC. So when I look at this bracket, I'm like, oh, yeah, we know Arizona, they struggle defensively at times. So when I look at the region that they're in, I'm like, yeah, I don't know why New Mexico can't make a run. Jay Will, you doubted them. And
Andre,
then you
don't feel bad. He steals my stuff all the time.
On the screen, it says I picked New Mexico, so I did my job.
There you go. Okay, so if that was a long shot, it's a dark horse. Give me a dark horse there to make fun of.
I'm going to go back up to the South region, guys. I'm going to Texas A&M. Mm. They're a team they beat in Kentucky. They have guards and Wade Taylor that can take over a ball game. Tyrese Radford, another guy that can do it off pick and rolls. They're the best offensive rebounding team in the country. Henry Coleman, Garcia and company, they have size, they have length. And you look at their region, they're able to get by Houston. I think they'll be able to beat Duke. One thing you question about Duke is their physicality. And they're able to see Kentucky, or if they're seeing Florida or Marquette, that physicality poses a issue.
They've already beaten Kentucky. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So, Drea, give me your final four.
My final four. All right, I've got Connecticut, and then I'm rolling with New Mexico. I am not going to doubt New Mexico. Oh, I'm rolling with them. You've got to pick one. You've got to pick a team that's going to surprise everybody. We've seen it in the past. If you two don't want to be bold with your final four and you want to go with one or two seeds, you just be my guest. Just go ahead and do that. I'm going UConn. I'm going New Mexico. I've got Kentucky handling the physicality and getting that revenge match against A&M and Purdue. Those are my final four.
Wow,
UConn,
okay,
Kentucky,
okay.
Purdue,
I like
and
it.
New Mexico.
I like the Purdue
be boring,
pick. Not Purdue.
Be boring if
J-Well.
You want to.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
I just have Tennessee beating Purdue, and now I'm Purdue.
You're Purdue. I'm Purdue. You're Purdue. Obviously, Dre's got Purdue.
All right, so lastly, I got to have a national champion out of all you guys. Give me your pick. Who's going to win it all?
Everybody has UConn.
Really?
Everybody has
UConn. Who's going UConn?
Drea, do you have UConn?
You know Dan Hurley is like, oh, man.
Seth, do you have UConn?
Dan Hurley doesn't care what we think. I can tell you Dan Hurley doesn't care his bracket. Dan Hurley doesn't care about anything but Stetson and his team. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He said, hey, you know, give us a tough bracket. I'm not going to talk about tough brackets. We're going to just deal with what's in front of us every single day. That's how the dude is wired.
So, by the way, Brian, we had three number one seeds lose in their conference championships.
Right.
What the hell makes you think that all this is going to be chalk when it's all said?
Microcosm of the whole season, OJ. Well,
that's the whole season.
We've been talking all season long. Ranked teams beaten by unranked teams. That's just the way it is. That's why this tournament's going to be crazy. The one team that kind of survives it all is the toughest team in college.
I'll tell you one thing. If the back-to-back national player of the year, we're going to start talking about college the way we talk about pros.
Here he goes,
if the back-to-back national player of the year doesn't get to the Final Four, what does that make you think about
overall? Is he great?
Overall? If you don't, I mean, he accomplished, but that's a crazy thing.
Isn't it?
That's a
it's
crazy thing. I'm not going to turn this into
Day
a great
World.
Or not great
it's
conversation. That's just a crazy, the back-to-back National Player of the Year.
Come on, Dre, break it. Don't let him keep rambling.
When they've been beaten by a 16, a 15, and a 13, that's not good.
Drea.
Come on, Dre,
it's
break
an individual. It's an individual award, Jay. Well, I don't know what you're trying to say because he's won back-to-back Player of the Year. He's
Drea.
What do you mean?
Let's think about this.
Here we go.
The back-to-back National Player of the Year, who's gotten beaten by a 16, a 15, and a 13. You're telling me it's not going to be one of the biggest stories in the sport if they don't get to the Final Four? If they go
It'll be a big story if he doesn't get out of the first weekend. They get to a Sweet 16, yeah. Elite Eight. It's not going to be a big story.
Everyone's
waiting
sport,
for Purdue to fail. You know what?
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's a big story.
They've got to face the music and go out and play and do the
things. I don't think we need to minimize how big of a chance this is for Purdue. I think we should lean into it. Purdue's going to lean into it.
Purdue can have a choice. Who's got more pressure?
Purdue. I like it.
Purdue has more pressure.
I think Kentucky has more pressure.
I'll give you the final word, not only on the Purdue thing, but UConn as winning it all, in your opinion.
Yeah, well, the most interesting thing for me is, I don't know, Jay Will, if you ever played for a coach, or Seth, if you were this coach, I just don't know if I can give it to you. Have you ever had a coach that's like, the reward for doing good work is the opportunity to do more work? I don't understand how Connecticut's reward for the work they did all season was this region. This is the toughest region. I don't understand why they have to go through these teams. Florida Atlantic, Illinois, Iowa State, BYU. This region is brutal. Auburn. So it'll make it even more special if Connecticut goes on to win the national championship. They have the most pressure to me because they're trying to repeat.
Well, I'll tell you what. One thing I think we can agree on. How about this guy? This guy is special. Eye candy. Victor Wembanyama put up 33 points, 15 boards in the overtime win against the Nets. And some of the moves this guy made, especially the crossover and the reverse layup he made.
He's Inspector Gadget.
Would the Spurs win March Madness?
Yeah, Wemby, yes. Yes.
Wemby would be
a
tough matchup.
Yeah. Yes, he would.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You think we can double him, or what do you think?
If I had to double, but he plays in the perimeter. It's tough, man.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough with him. All
it's
right.
Over.
Coming
it's
up.
Over.
Did you see what Stephon Diggs tweeted out this weekend? Is Josh Allen's top receiver unhappy in Buffalo, and could he be playing elsewhere in 2024? But first,
hey,
with a little sneaky himbo time for Seth and Jay Will. This one's for you.
This is a pump
fake
right here.
Active coach.
That's a pump fake.
Has the most career wins in the NCAA tournament.
I know that.
Huh?
He's trying to get us to leave our feet. He's trying to get us to leave our feet. This is a pump fake.
Stay disciplined.
He thinks we're going to get caught up in this and we're not going to grass. Am I right? We might have to bring you in on this.
No, we don't. No, stay confident. Just stay
we grind.
Embo, very sneaky. Not that sneaky.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon presented by Applebee's.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Delicious, meet nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
You're watching Get Up. It is presented by ESPN Bet. Back to sneaky himbo time. We got the coach, we got Jay Will. All right, so the question was, which active coach has the most career wins in the NCAA tournaments, and we're including vacated wins as well.
That's a trick.
Like, you got four. You got Izzo, Few, Calipari, and Pitino are my four we're choosing from.
Not Bill Self?
Not Bill Self.
What do you got?
I am going to go with...
I hate how he's just...
Tom Izzo.
You're going to go with Tom Izzo? Who are you going with?
I go with Rick Pitino.
Rick Pitino.
Wrong.
Let me tell you something. Both of them... Both of them on the list. Groz,
who are you? It's Calipari. No question about it.
Right. He's right.
We said it was right. Calipari and Pitino.
Groz is right.
You took Izzo. Come
Groz
on.
Is right. You go to shove up this. A football guy gets it right.
Once we were wrong, you were one for two.
Groz is something.
I mean, Cal, you're
What did I say before we came on break? I said it's Al or Rick. And then you took Tom.
Cal has 57.
That's what he does.
Bill Self is second. He has 56. Tom Izzo third, 55. Pitino fourth with 54.
Damn.
And Groz had it all.
How about that? Groz had a 54.
So you know what? Let's go back to football. And Woody, he's with us. One of our favorite puns with this game in a game of Would You Believe? Whoa. D. Wood, would you believe the Bears make the playoffs in 2024?
Yep. I would not believe, but I love the direction that the Chicago Bears are heading. I think they have a much better infrastructure with the number one pick is going to be. Obviously, we talked about the addition they made with DJ Moore last year, making the trade for Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift. This is Chicago Bears team that's going to be reckoned with this upcoming season.
Now, we know what Stephon Diggs tweeted out there. He said, look, quote, I'm ready for whatever. That's what he tweeted out over the weekend. D. Wood, would you believe Stephon Diggs will be on a new team in 2024?
No, I would not believe. You know, Groz talked about, yesterday, that his salary became guaranteed for 2024. And listen, we all see the issues that, you know, Stephon Diggs has been going with. And I've talked about how from that playoff game against the Cincinnati Bengals a couple years ago, things haven't been the same, but I just have a hard time seeing Stephon Diggs on another team right now.
D. Wood, would you believe Justin Fields will start for the Steelers in 2024?
I would believe that. I think he's going to start at some point this year. And listen, whether we're talking about injury, but this is going to be a competition. I know that Mike Tomlin said that you know, Russell Wilson is our quarterback, but listen, it's not like Russell Wilson, you know, burned the world on fire last year with his play. So Justin Fields is going to be in a unique spot, a unique opportunity where all he has to do is just go out there and compete. He's going to have an opportunity to go out there and start at some point this year, I believe.
Well, since we're talking about the Steelers, let's bring in our Steelers reporter, Brooke Pryor. All right, Brooke, how did this trade get done for Justin Fields?
Well, Steelers fans, get out your thank you notes and address them to Kenny Pickett, because once Kenny Pickett expressed that frustration that Russell Wilson was signed and told the team he preferred to go elsewhere, that kind of started things moving last week for the Steelers to trade Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles. That opened up a spot in their quarterback room, and the Steelers were able then to kind of bring in Justin Fields to explore that trade with Chicago Bears, flipping him sixth-round pick that can become a fourth round in 2025, conditional if he plays more than 51% of the snaps. So this is a volunteers, not hostages situation. The Steelers released a hostage in Kenny Pickett, and then they get Justin Fields for this pick, a pretty good deal. It's pretty inexpensive. They're committed to Justin Fields and Russell Wilson for just 1 year each right now. So it's a deal that gives the Steelers a lot of flexibility and gives them a quarterback room that is a significant upgrade from what they had a season ago.
You know, Groz, I go back to last year, and I remember when Kenny Pickett, I think, got benched. Remember? And he came out and said, I don't want a backup. Mason Rudolph. And then everyone's like, whoa, you don't want to do that. And then he had to come out to the media and kind of explain himself. And then ended up even making this statement that he didn't learn much from sitting behind Mason Rudolph. It surprised me that this guy didn't want to compete with Russell Wilson.
I think if you've been watching Russell Wilson the last couple of years, you wouldn't necessarily be terrified of the idea of competing with him for a job. Like, I mean, he's been right in the middle or below average for the last couple of years in Denver. So obviously Kenny Pickett didn't like the situation. Be careful what you wish for. Like, he's going to back up just Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
That's not necessarily a real good bet for playing time either. Nope. I think, you know, the expression that Brooke referred to, the Mike Tomlin expression, we want volunteers, not hostages, comes into play here. My understanding is Justin Fields excited about going to Pittsburgh and that the Bears knew that, and that was one of the reasons they made this move, to try and do right by him, a player they like and are only moving on from because they have the number one pick. So, I think he's a guy that wants to be there. Russell Wilson wants to be there, and they'll go forward and hope that mix works.
Brooke, how do you think Russell Wilson is going to handle this situation now, especially with Justin Fields coming into the fold?
You know, two things I think of. One is that I was told explicitly by a team source that Justin Fields is coming in to learn from Russell Wilson. That's been communicated both to Russell Wilson and to Justin Fields. And then I think about what Russell Wilson said in his introductory press conference. And at the time, Kenny Pickett was in the quarterback room. But Russell talked about how competition brings out the best in him and it makes the room better. Russell said, I know what it's like to do it. I know the standard mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, all of these things. And he wants to impart that to whoever he's working with. I go back to what happened in Denver a year ago, something that he called a growth moment. And when he was benched for Jared Stidham, I'm told that he continued to help Jared Stidham prepare for those two starts. And then on defense, when he was running scout team quarterback, he was giving the Broncos defense everything it could handle. It was something that really earned a lot of respect from the guys in that Broncos locker room, something that I think the Steelers locker room is really going to respect, because at its core, the Pittsburgh Steelers are an organization that values hard work. They value somebody coming out there, competing every single day to make each other better. That's what Russell Wilson's going to give Justin Fields, and I think it can really develop into a great mentor-like relationship that helps everyone in that room.
Hawk, I see you nodding your head here. How do you think Russell Wilson will handle this situation going forward?
I think he'll handle it exactly the way Brooke said. I mean, you remember how Russell Wilson came on to the scene as well. He was the third round pick who had to come in and take a job. Competition does bring out the best in NFL football players. And I think for where Russell Wilson is in his career, he can act as a mentor. But more importantly, he does not feel like he is done being a starter in the National Football League and competing for championships. So that's what his goal and his mindset is, while Justin Fields comes in also hungry. He looked at this situation, knew Russell Wilson was there, and told the Chicago Bears brass, this is where I want to go. I want to go here because in his mind, it's his best opportunity to compete and continue to be a starter. And that's exactly what Mike Tomlin wants in that quarterback room.
Give me your take on that, D-Wood.
No, I absolutely agree. I think that competition breeds and brings out the best amongst players. And if you look at, you know, we talked about Russell Wilson and Hawk brought it up. He was a third round pick that had to compete and ultimately won a job. So, listen, I don't think Russell Wilson is going to be afraid of, you know, Justin Fields and what he brings to the table. But ultimately, I will say this. Just because Mike Tomlin has anointed Russell Wilson a starter, I think ultimately that's going to be decided on the field.
We'll see. All right, listen, ESPN Bet is the official sports book of ESPN and the only place to find exclusive offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. New users get $100 in bonus bets after making any sports book bet. Download today. And what a play. Gentlemen, appreciate it. Brooke, thank you very much. It's on to the NBA. And we go with a wake-up call courtesy of Kyrie Irving, the Maverick. And watch the left hand.
Leave it inbound. Kleba looking in for Irving. Irving for the win! Oh my! A southpaw finish for Kyrie Irving! Just absurd! Unforgettable ingenuity from Kyrie Irving! A left-handed floater!
Got my guy Jay Will with us, because we call it Shoot to Jay.
Shoot it!
NBA. Of course, happened over the weekend. Let's start with Kyrie Irving in those Mavericks. They got the game-winning bucket. Luka went off for 37. Is this the scariest duo in the Western Conference?
I think they are the most talented duo. I'm not going to say they're the scariest duo. I still think the best duo runs through the team that just won a world championship the year before when you think about what the Denver Nuggets have. Like, I think between the way Jamal plays and the way Nikola plays, I am still crowning them as the best duo in the game right now. Okay. I think it's more complimentary. I think second on the list, I would probably have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Okay, Bucks beat the Suns without Giannis. Are the Bucks the biggest threat now to the Celtics?
I don't think there's a threat to the Celtics. I think the Celtics are the best team in the NBA. I think the scoring power of both Giannis and Dame is something scary with Chris Middleton coming back. I would probably say defensively, though, the best mindset team to go against the Celtics, I wouldn't want to see the Miami Heat. I think the Miami Heat are just the dogs. That would be a tough matchup for the Celtics, more so than the Bucks.
All right. Kevin Durant had only 11 yesterday, struggling in his second straight game. Is this a bad game, bad sign, you think, for KD?
I just think a couple bad games. I think Kevin Durant has had one of the best seasons. Now, I think there are more questions around this team continuing to make the right improvements for themselves defensively by the trade deadline. Coach Vogel has made some moves, which I think make them better. But ultimately, I think it comes to having Jokic in the paint because PNR, whenever you have an elite guard, that's going to be a field day. We have to guard him in pick and rolls.
What is your concern about the Suns? Because with that Mavericks win, Mavericks are now seventh there in the West, just percentage points behind the Kings. So they basically have overtaken the Suns. What's your concerns with the Suns?
I think it's with the bottom tier of that in general, with 8, 9, 10. I think you have a lot of massive legacy brand names. But I don't know if their teams are properly built to help them go as far, right? Mm. Think about Steph. Think about, we're always going to talk about the Lakers, LeBron and AD. But the makeup of those teams, I think, don't compare to the likes of the top end of the Western Conference. Could they win a couple of games in the early playoff or the play-in tournament? Yes, but I don't see them being contenders at all.
All right, well, who do you have more confidence in, I think, to flip the switch when we talk about the postseason run? Is it Steph or is it LeBron?
I would probably just say because of their size and the way they can defend, depending upon AD, I would say the Lakers. But I don't have supreme confidence in either team. Once again, I have confidence in the brand name players. You have confidence in Steph to be prolific. You have confidence in LeBron James. So at this age, to play at a high level. But the makeup of the teams are the things that concern you the most. We're always going to talk about the Lakers.
Yeah.
We're always going to talk about the Warriors. But I was at the beginning of the year saying I think the Warriors are a play-in tournament team. And I got destroyed for it. And look where they are. The Lakers, too, with the way they play, like the makeup of their team ultimately. But LeBron James at this stage of his career is not the best case for him to be in for them to have a chance to win it.
So when you talk about these marquee names, KD, Steph, LeBron, who's furthest away from getting another ring out of those guys?
They're all furthest away.
Yeah.
They're all furthest away. Mm. I mean, I think you're still waiting to see what Bradley Beal, KD, and Devin Booker, they have to be prolific offensively to make up the room for where they are defensively to have a chance. But I still think you have all these teams that are on the outside looking in. I'm not going to say one team is further away because they're all far away.
Do you think from a league standpoint, because we all hang on to these guys, are we not talking more about those young guys, Oklahoma City and all those other teams who are playing really well, but they don't get that national exposure like these guys get?
Well, I mean, within basketball circles, we give them the national exposure.
Yeah.
And we talk about it. I think it's hard because people don't know as much about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. People pay attention. They've heard the narrative around the Clippers for so long. They don't understand how many games Kawhi Leonard has played this year or what James Harden has been able to do or Russ's role that he's actually leaned into. So I think there are new emerging conversations, even around the Pelicans, that are exciting for internal basketball fans. I think external basketball fans just hear the legacy names and they wonder what's going on with these individuals.
By the way, we got to remind you, we got an NBA doubleheader coming up on the network. You got the 76ers and the Heat. That's at 7:30 Eastern. Then you got the Knicks squaring off against Steph and the Warriors. Our coverage tips with NBA Countdown at 7 on ESPN and, of course, the app. All right, coming up, we've got much more to discuss on the Steelers, their new quarterback room, and is it possible for both Russ and Fields to play? We'll talk about that. Of course, you're watching ESPN. Yeah, get up. We'll be right back.
Tight. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're watching Get Up. It is presented by ESPN Bet. Hey, plenty of moves been going down the NFL, so let's get through some of them in a segment we call What If. D Wood, we'll start with your former squad. What if Tyron Smith plays all 17 games for the Jets?
Oh, boy. Because I know you would pound the table if Tyron Smith plays all 17 games. But listen, for the Jets, if that happens, that's exactly the type of deal he signed, right? He signed a deal where it's almost all incentive-based. So he goes out there and plays all 17 games at the level that we've seen him play when he's on the field. Boy, that's a huge lift for this Jets team.
Tyron Smith, over the past 3 years, has missed 55% of the Cowboys game. Mm-hmm. This man plays 17 games this year. I'm coming in here with hair if he plays all 17 games. By the way, speaking of the Jets, Graz, making some sneaky moves. Aren't they going to have a veteran free agent receiver coming in tonight?
Yeah, Mike Williams, formerly of the Chargers, headed there tonight per Adam Schefter for a visit tomorrow. He's going to visit a couple teams, plans to visit a couple of teams this week. Jets were kind of poking around on Keenan Allen before he got traded to the Bears. I think they have at least some level of interest in Odell Beckham Jr. So Jets looking to add a veteran wide receiver if they can.
All right, Hawk, let's talk more about my Cowboys. What if they don't get an extension done with Dak?
Dak is going to be playing elsewhere in 2025. I don't understand why they're playing chicken with Dak Prescott. He has all the leverage. And in my estimation, if they don't get this done, this is both of them drawing a line in the sand, both from a restructure standpoint, but also that you're not getting a better quarterback than Dak. And there is no negotiation tactic this time around. Dak won the deal last time, put himself in the position he is now. If the Cowboys don't extend him, they're probably parting ways in the near future.
Graz, I know you got some sneaky news here on that.
Oh, well, they did a little bit of a restructure. They had a roster bonus that was due over the weekend, $5 million. Converted that to a signing bonus. That saves $4 million against this year's cap. So instead of $59.5 million, it's $55.5 million. Hey, every little bit helps. But the big news there is they added two void years to the contract. They could not have done that without Dak Prescott's permission. So they're talking, right? And they're at least looking, you know, in some sort of cooperative spirit here to try and get that cap number down. If they get an extension, that would knock it down even further.
Well, that's why I said sneaky big little news.
Right, yeah.
Big little news. All right, Graz, Steelers, of course, made headlines this past week, their quarterback moves. What if the Steelers, you think, in your opinion, play both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields?
Well, I think it'd be fun to watch. I'm not sure how it would work from the standpoint of the two quarterbacks. It would be a lot for the offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, to manage. But, I mean, yeah, you can, in a vacuum, you can imagine a time when you could bring Justin Fields in for certain packages because of what he can do with his legs. It makes some sense. There have been some teams that have been able to do it over the years and do it effectively. But I think at this point, they're saying Russell Wilson is the starter, Fields the backup, and that's how they'll go into the offseason.
D. Wood, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah,
playing them both.
Yeah, I think like any smart coach want to utilize, you know, the skill set of Justin Fields. He's a unique athlete. We see the, you know, what he presents to a defense because of his, you know, ability to run with the football. So you know, if Arthur Smith is as creative as we think he is as a coordinator, then he'll be able to do that. Ultimately, listen, it's going to come down to, it's going to come back down to competition. Like, Justin Fields is still not coming into this thing thinking that he's going to be satisfied with being a backup quarterback. Like, he's going, the reason that he wanted to come to Pittsburgh because he saw an opportunity for him to be a starter, regardless of what Mike Tomlin anointed it.
You know, we had Brooke Pryor on here. She talked a lot about Mike Tomlin was the brainchild on all of this. He wanted all of this type of thing to shake up this organization. Is it now or never, you think, Hawk, for Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh?
I don't think it's now or never. I think the organization thinks very fondly of Mike Tomlin, and for the exact reason you just talked about, he's willing to do what he has to do to make his team better. Arthur Smith had the chance to draft Justin Fields when he was coming out in the draft, and he went with Kyle Pitts. So I don't know if Arthur Smith is like, yes, I can't wait to get Justin Fields in here. And maybe that's some of the impetus around them saying Russell Wilson will be the starter for this offense. But the reality is Justin Fields has gone through something. He has built character in this league. I remember during the season when he drew his own line in the sand and said, I got to play my brand of ball and not the ball that the offensive coordinator is telling me because it's not best for me. And he got better as the year went on by doing his thing. That means something to Mike Tomlin. That means something in this league. So he's going to come in and compete, and we'll see where the chips fall.
What's your take on this, especially with Mike Tomlin and his future there in Pittsburgh?
Well, I think I've been told that they have at least discussed an extension, and okay. I think that's probably the most likely outcome. The Steelers don't fire coaches. Like, there's not – so could it get to a point where maybe he would want to go elsewhere if they can't get the extension done? Sure, that's possible. But, you know, their expectations are, and their ownership has communicated this offseason, we want to get out of this rut of this, you know, we have a winning record every year, but that's it. Like, we don't win playoff games anymore. So a couple of low-cost, high-upside plays mm-hmm. at the quarterback position, and they're hoping that maybe that – plus, you know, their very good defense and a roster that was able to make the playoffs last year without anything at quarterback can be the thing that changes that.
Bigwood, we always hear players say, I'm betting on myself. You know, I'm putting all the cards in, and I'm going to go ahead and play maybe on a one-year contract or what have you. What about Mike Tomlin? You think this is his way of saying, I'm betting on myself, and I'm going all in with these guys, and I'm going to show you. I get me some good quarterback play. I get the Steelers right back to where they need to be.
Yeah, I go back to the saying that Mike Tomlin always talks about, standard is the standard. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think in his mind, hasn't been living up to the standard that him, not only himself, but the organization has set forth. And so this is an opportunity where you saw opportunity as far as the quarterback position, where he looked at it and said, you know what? We got to do something about this. Because we were late to the dance with Big Ben, and we didn't have an opportunity to really get ahead of that. And that kind of set us back. Well, now we have an opportunity. We need to shake some things up in the quarterback room and on our team. And so with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, you have a unique opportunity to really do that within the team.
Yeah, we'll see how this thing plays out. Got to remind you folks, ESPN Tournament Challenge men's and women's brackets, they're open. Scan the QR code there, download the app. You can create a group. You can invite your friends, fill out brackets, and get ready for all of the madness that tips off later this week. Men game closes Thursday at noon, and the women's game Friday at 11:30 Eastern. First Take, it's next. And after trading for Justin Fields, is a Steelers QB controversy inevitable? Molly, Stephen A., Shannon, much more on that. First Take, follow us as soon as we're done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Get Up is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. Hey, don't forget Wednesday, Dodgers, Padres, they start a two-game series with the first MLB regular season games in Seoul, South Korea. Coverage of MLB season opener begins 5:30 a.m. Eastern on ESPN and the app. Listen, that's how you start a Monday.
That's right.
We had a lot of fun.
We should.
First Takes next.